The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, gang, what's going on? Bonus episode. What did you do to deserve this? I'll tell you what you did. You wrote those 5-star ratings and 2- and 3-sentence reviews. That's what gets you a bonus episode with Kevin Israel, the new dad himself. How's it going, pal?
I'm tired as all hell, but I'm here. Showing up is half the battle, and that's the only half I'm going
to
win.
Oh boy, Dacre, welcome to the world, and we cannot wait to hear snarky ass movie comments like Daddy has to offer. Speaking of, we're gonna do a couple of things here and there. We're gonna give you, this is mostly for you, and what our thoughts were on the best films that we've seen of 2021, the worst films we've seen of 2021, and of course, podcast segments, best guest, most savage gutting, biggest buzzsaw, best newcomer, you'll get it. So, Kevin Israel, let's start with you. Let's start off light and easy here. Give me, what do you think were the best films of 2021?
The best films of 2021. All right, I want to make a caveat with this.
Okay.
This is the best films that I saw, obviously. I'm sure there are many great films out there that I didn't get around to seeing.
Right.
But of the films that I saw, these are the ones I enjoyed the most. Don't get all film criticky on me and be like, oh, it's a movie to mean anything. These are movies that I enjoyed that I'd probably go back and watch again. So leave me the fuck alone about it. My top movies are, and this is in no specific order.
Sure.
Spider-Man No Way Home, obviously.
Obviously.
The Last Duel, which I enjoyed much more than I thought I was going to.
It's funny, real fast. Affleck was on Stern, the last show of the year. And he was talking about, and he was just going through a list of films that, you know, either did great or did not. He goes, The Last Duel, no one gave a fuck about that, but I sure liked it.
You know what? People really should see it because it's, did you see it, Kev?
No, I did not. It's not on my short list because I just saw Green Knight a few weeks ago.
Completely different.
Yeah.
Completely
I'm not of that Knight ilk.
You know what? And I get that. It's not that, that's not what it's about. It's almost like a mystery. You get to see. I don't want to ruin it for you.
All right. All right. I'll add it to the queue.
Don't hesitate because of the medieval setting or anything like that. It's because I went into it because I do like those movies. So I went into it thinking that's what it was. It's a totally different kind of movie.
All right.
It was done really, really, really well. And I think your problem with it was why people didn't, you know, go out in droves to see it. But if they knew what kind of movie they were going to see, it was much more enjoyable than I thought it was going to be. They all put on great. Everybody looked a little ridiculous. Matt Damon's beard was horrible. Ben Affleck's blonde 90s hair was terrible. But it was done really. They did a really, really good job with it, and it builds up it really, really well. It's and it's apparently pretty close to historically accurate. So it checks a lot of the boxes.
So that means Mike Price won't want to come on and desecrate this one too.
You know what? Michael finds something that, you know, oh, he didn't have blonde hair. He had orange hair, something. Anyway, moving on.
Go ahead, please.
Free Guy. Really enjoyed that one. Much better than, again, a video game movie. Never thought it was going to be that good. Nobody, which I think was a movie that a lot of people didn't see. That was an awesome action. I mean, if you like Taken or John Wick, any of the, you know, really, really good average guy is a hero kind of movie. And my last movie that I'm going to say is going to start a whole lot of problems that I'm not going to want to discuss, but I enjoyed it. It was built up and I enjoyed actually watching it was Zack Snyder's Justice League. I'm not going to get into it. That's all I'm going to say.
We're on a time constraint. Otherwise we would. I didn't watch it yet, and I don't plan on watching it, so I'm not going
to
fight you.
And you know what? Unlike the last duel, I wouldn't tell you to, because you probably won't enjoy it.
Yeah, I just, maybe one of these. No, probably not. Best films for me this year. You touched on two of them. The obvious Spider-Man No Way Home was fucking gangbusters. I can't find anybody who has anything less than perfect things to say about that. And rightfully so. The new Bond film was out of this world. An absolute must see. I don't care if you're a Bond fan or not. This one is one I would recommend. Casino Royale, I would recommend Skyfall, and this one without hesitation I recommend as well.
See, I didn't see that one. That, it was on my list. I didn't see it, but because of you, I'm adding it to my list.
Please do. It is, and I hope you avoided the ending twist you've heard so far, because it's
haven't heard anything.
Great. And I'm going to throw one out here that was under the radar as well, and that's Wrath of Man, Jason Statham. I liked it. I'm very surprised. Guy Ritchie, people would especially Bango. Bango, you love Rock and Roller. I don't get it. I just rewatched it a few weeks ago. I think it's boring. Listen, half the problem with Guy Ritchie films are translation. And Lockstock, I can get – Lockstock was fine. Snatch was fine. I could get through both those. I love them both. But the other films, plots were just blech. This was just Wrath of Man. Nice. Decent. You know, it's your usual mysterious man. Shit happens. You know, fuck shit up. Why? What's his origin story? Decent. Liked it. Very surprising result. And I dug it. So those are my three that are at the top of my head. I was going to put Mortal Kombat just to annoy you. I still find it moderately entertaining. I get it. I'm not going to die in the hill for it. I enjoyed it. Kevin, give me your worst films of the year.
Okay. So as I was going through the worst films of the year, as we're going through the film list, I was amazed how many bad films I saw. So I'm going to avoid commenting on all of these. I'm just going to give you the list and you can do with it what you will. Okay. Red Notice, it's terrible. Black Widow, people might get upset about this. The movie should have been so much better than it was, and it was bad. It should have come out 5 years ago. Just a bad movie. The only thing that came out of it was Yelena. Tomorrow War with Chris, what's his name?
Hemsworth?
Not Hemsworth.
Pratt?
Chris Pratt. Just a mess of a movie that just goes into the Netflix bin of meh movies. Matrix Resurrection. I didn't even finish it. I watched
you
half of it.
Stop. You
didn't watch half of it. Wow. Went to bed because I was exhausted because we watched it, you know, once the kid was born. And I have not had a desire to go back to watch the rest of it. And I've heard it gets better in the second half. But if I'm not interested in enough to watch the second half of a movie, that's really bad.
It was it was the Matrix mixtape is what it was.
Yeah, there was a cool idea there when they did the whole thing with it, that they were living it was a video game, and there was something cool there, and they never saw it out.
I had a huge problem, and it's like once that bell is, you can't unring that bell. I'm sorry. I cannot have a Matrix film without Hugo Weaving, and I knew he wasn't in it. It was
100%.
That's a top 10 villain of all time. For me, for sure. And I'll argue in film history, a top 10 villain. You can argue the sequels suck, and they do, but there are at least moments in the sequels where, like, remember the twins? That was badass. Remember the final scene where he fights all the Agent Smiths in the end? He's huge. That was badass. This didn't have anything. And no Hugo Weaving. Lawrence Fishburne, that was tough not having him. But man, I did the whole, not the architect, what they call Doogie Howser in this. I forgot the fucking author, whatever
I didn't
even it was.
Get to that.
Yeah. Who cares? Stop it. And then it was just a mess. I hated all the choices. Could not agree more. That's one of mine. So there you go.
Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard just should have never been made. And I forgot about this movie. So it shows how bad it was. And I can't believe I saw it. Tom and Jerry.
Oh,
awful. When my kid is old enough to watch those kind of movies, I won't make him watch it.
So I hated Tom and Jerry as a kid. I always thought they were just so.
I remember we talked about that.
Third and fourth tier. I go, I'm not seeing this shit. Everyone knows it's Bugs Bunny or Bust in my book. And I just can't. They were so ugh. Like I hated Hanna-Barbera cartoons. Here's a fun fact. Just a quick shout out. Ray Stikatis. He had me on his podcast the other night. And he goes, it was all about 80s cartoons. He goes, pick one. And one jumped right out to me. Want to take a guess what it was? I should give you that caveat.
Well, I was going to say Tom and Jerry, but
no. GoBots. GoBots.
Oh, yeah, jeez.
So, did you know GoBots was Hanna-Barbera? I didn't remember that at all. And I go, it makes perfect sense.
It doesn't surprise me, yeah.
Hanna-Barbera cartoons are fucking shit. Grape Ape, Johnny Quest, all of them are so... Ugh. Ugh. So, I never had an inkling to see Tom and Jerry, and I sure as shit also hated Charlie Brown. I'll never see that. I thought the cartoons are terrible.
Come on.
It's known for one thing, and that song is catchy as fuck, and it's on my phone, but the cartoon itself is fucking trash. It's the Christmas Story of cartoons. I'll say that. Is that your list?
That's it, yeah.
Okay. On my list, I have The Matrix as well. Surprise. I knew it was going to be bad. And I slogged through it. Believe I wanted to tap out. Coming to America was fucking terrible. Oh, I
forgot about that.
Yeah, I did a Google. Oh, it was bad. It was bad.
So bad.
So awful. Snake Eyes. Oh, I hate you, Snake Eyes. Oh, boy.
I didn't even see it.
I know. I went to go opening day. I heard it got good reviews, and it was terrible. It was so on G.I. Joe and so thumbing its nose to any kind of source material. Fuck you.
I didn't see it because you told me how bad it was.
And don't waste your time. You're welcome. The Many Saints of Newark, the Sopranos film. Nope. Bad, bad, bad.
Again, didn't see it because of you.
You're welcome. Well, listen, not just me, the entire internet pretty much. Although it still has like a positive Rotten Tomato viewing on it, which floors me. I know one person out of everyone who's seen it who liked it. And I'm surprised you didn't have this on your list. Fast 9. Woof, was that awful.
I see it.
Where the car goes into space.
You know what? I already forgot I saw it. I just recently watched it. Did I finish it? I don't remember if I finished the movie. It was like, it's blocked from my brain.
Yeah. Again, I did a Google go, oh yeah, I did see that. And I hated it. It was shit. I mean, it's a mountain of that doesn't happen. But even above and beyond the realm of acceptability in which this universe has built itself upon, I go, oh, for Christ's sakes.
Oh, that's right. Ludacris and Tyrese were in the Fiero in space.
That's it. Right. I was going to say a Datsun, but you know this better. Exactly. Yeah, it was so fucking bad. But yeah. Those are the films, and I'm sure there are the ones. The second half of Borat was terrible. The first half's hilarious, but then it got all woke and apologetic, and I hated that. But not enough to make the bad film list. Let's see. What we got, Kevin Israel, who is your favorite guest this year on Gutting the Sacred Cow?
I had to put two, so I apologize. First is newcomer Shelly Martinez. I think you're going to see a pattern here as we go through this list. She genuinely made me laugh, and it wasn't even because she was trying to be funny. She's just funny and enjoyable, and that episode was amazing, and I look forward to having her back because she's just one of those people. She's infectiously funny. And a close second, very close second for me was Race to Canis. I love that guy.
Yeah,
he comes prepared. He gets our show. He respects it. He appreciates it. He's funny. He's knowledgeable about what he talks about, and I do adore him.
I do adore him as well. Ray listens every episode, so there you go, Ray. See? For best guest, how could you not have Shelly Martinez? We've gotten so much mail, DMs, whatever. When I did Ray's podcast before we started, he goes, you have no idea how much those twists of that episode made me fucking laugh. He goes, I was having a bad day. He goes, you guys pulled me right out of that and made it an absolute great day. And he goes, and the way you all handle it and she handled it was just, it was perfection. I go, thank you. Shelly Martinez, best guest of the year. And that's no slap in the face of some of our other favorites, which we'll get into in a minute. How about the biggest, the guest who showed the biggest balls when selecting their movie?
Again, I apologize. I had two. I couldn't decide between the two. Mikey Flash with Dark Knight. And I mean, that's just an obvious one. And Don Jameson with The Matrix. And especially now looking at how bad the fourth Matrix was. The first one is just so good. And it was just such a massive undertaking. And The Dark Knight, I mean, The Dark Knight, that was just a Jason and David and Goliath attempt. And God bless Mikey. But fuck, that movie's good.
Yeah. We're twinsies again. I've got Mikey. I mean, come on, Mikey. But I have a category later on. I could have put these other two in this category as well. But Mikey Flash for doing the Dark Knight. And of course, the asshole goes out and gives it a 7 out of 10. He didn't hate it that much, which is befuddling to say the least. Kevin, what do you have for most savage gutting?
This was a stretch for me because I have a terrible memory. And I was going through looking at the episodes and I was trying to remember the ones that were really brutal. The one that stuck out to me was Bill Schultz and Superman. And it wasn't just him. I feel like all three of us just torched that movie.
Oh, yeah.
And we continue to torch it whenever it comes up on Twitter, on social media. And I think so many film nerds and comic book nerds look back on that movie as like the holy grail of superhero movies.
Right.
And it's not a good movie. It's just not. And Bill tore it apart. And then the two Kevins did our jobs. And that movie was brutal.
Oh, I've hated that since I was a kid. And it made me, I could have wrote this down for another answer, another category I have down here. I was tickled pink when Schultz shows out. I go, oh, good. We can finally bury this piece of shit that people love defending for no reason whatsoever. Ugh. I have a two-parter here in this one for Savage Gunning. I've got Race to Canis just eviscerating Highlander, and I couldn't be more on board with that as well. Another film that made me smile when someone picked it. I go, oh, good. This film is trash, and people who want to remember this one because they liked it when they saw it on Channel 11 as a kid. Yeah, no, it's garbage. And how can you not mention this guy on a year-in and year-out basis? And that's Dave Landau doing the Social Network. I just bring his name up with a smile on my face because every time I know Dave, and I, by the way, I emailed him yesterday and he's ready to come back again this year. So nice. Get ready for more nice. Dave Landau. We love him. He's, and the fans love him too. So Landau doing the Social Network, who maybe dropped my score, and Race to Canis doing Highlander. Who do you have for biggest buzzsaw that a guest ran into? And that's, by that I mean a film that they chose, they stood no chance of convincing us to see their points.
For me personally, I chose Blake Fulton and Raiders. I love that movie. I will always love that movie. He wasn't convincing me of anything. And there was nothing in that movie that he also could have gone into the biggest balls category, but that was just an insurmountable hill as far as I was concerned.
I disagree. I thought that was a great choice. Made me smile because it's over. I think it's over. It's good. Don't come at me with your pitch, but it's good. It's not the fucking crown jewel we all think it is. And it definitely was a pioneer, but you're right. I hear you on that. I'm surprised you didn't pick one of these two. And I thought these two were the first one's a slam dunk. The second one, I go from a personal standpoint, Jen Eckhart doing Toy Story. Oh, honey, yeah. You done fuck with the wrong man on that one. And Britt McHenry doing E.T. I echo that sentiment. There's no way you two were going to come out of that one with any of your limbs still attached to your bodies, because those two films are perfection. And seriously say perfection. So I hear you. What do you think is the most fan-loved episode? And there's no criteria. It's just based on your own gut from your own reaction. I have mine. I think that may surprise you, but I want you to go first and give yours.
Yeah, I have a tie as far as, and I'm going by social media reaction, conversations, people reached out to me. So the two I had were, again, Shelly Martinez.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there was just so much online people talking about her. And also, Release the Ray Cut, Race to the Canis and Highlander. I mean, there was a campaign. I was getting DMs about this. I had any control over when this thing was really, like, it became a phenomenon to itself. So I would put those two as beloved by our fans.
I have one I think that's a little off the beaten path. I thought the fan loved episodes were we got a lot of love for David, the producer, doing the Pirates of the Caribbean, but I thought the one that stood out to me, Delvin Cox doing Fast and the Furious. People love Delvin Cox, man.
Yeah, good,
people good love Delvin Cox, and he'll be back too. You'll see him. I'm reaching out to him next to get him back. With Delvin Cox doing Fast and the Furious, they thought, a lot of people thought that we were insanely on our game for that one. Not saying that we're not for all of them, but that one, Delvin Cox episode, stood out. How about best newcomer? Best newcoming guest to the show this year?
So we had a, obviously with as many episodes we put out, we had a lot of newbies come on. But one of the ones that stood out to me was Jay Black with American Beauty. That was a really funny episode, and I think we all had a lot of fun with him. Jay's a funny comic, and that stood out. And obviously, honorable mention goes to Shelly Martinez. The reason she didn't win it is because she didn't gut it. She didn't actually do her job, and yet she did her job. So Shelly just takes another category, at least as honorable mention.
Okay. For me, I thought this was an easy one because this guy appeared twice this year and chose two of the most fantastic films ever made in my book. And that's Die Hard and Matrix. And that's Don Jameson. Don Jameson coming on here with the balls for those two. And then on top of it, giving both films a zero. Die Hard and the Matrix a zero. The fucking balls on this guy. It's like, yeah, man, fuck these films hard. None of that. Hey, it's not that good. Four. Nope. Fuck you, John McClane. Zero. Love that. Love that. And again, you'll hear Jameson this year, promise you. How about hardest realization to swallow? And that is the film that we watch. We're like, good luck, asshole. And then you're like, ooh, boy.
Call this the category that makes me want to leave this podcast.
The Batman Returns category?
Just ruining my childhood. Uh-huh. So I really broke the rules here. I have three. Race the Canis with Highlander.
Right.
That movie was a huge part of my adolescence. Task with X2. The movie's still good, but he really did work on that. And finally, Delvin with Fast and Furious. I am a product of the Fast and Furious. And on rewatch and on real reconsideration, that movie is a mess.
Yeah.
And I think it was supposed to be a mess, but Delvin really did a job on it. And that was a tough pill to swallow.
I completely agree about X2 because I make that when people go, the X-Men films aren't that great. I go, no, X-Men 2, Days of Future Past, and First Class are fucking shining beacons. The rest can go kick rocks. But X2, you're like, oh, boy, it's still kind of good. I saw it at theater. I loved it. And Dave, the producer, came back on and goes, nope, Pirates of the Caribbean, not as good. And I forgot how long it was. That's it. Dragged.
Yeah.
2.5 hours dragged. I thought that one was an unwelcoming moment, excuse me. And I'm going to throw you a curveball. Joanne Nosuszynski, one of our faves, when she did Citizen Kane, I remember watching that in film class going, this is probably the best thing I've seen in film class of all those things they make you sit through. And rewatching again and go, that's all built on a statue of lies. Next. The best film chosen by a guest, and you can interpret that however you want to, for whatever reasons you wish.
Yeah, so I was interpreting this just as the actual best movie, like one of the best movies picked by a person, as according to critics and whatever. So I had to go with J.L. Kovan and Lawrence of Arabia. It's an epic movie that stands the test of time. I never even got to see it. I watched it. It was better than I thought it was going to be, but it's a slog of a movie. JL did a great job with it. He's a funny guy, and it was a fun episode. But I think that's probably the best, on paper movie that was chosen by one of our gutters.
I have a different set of criteria. There's nothing that makes me happier than when I text Kevin the choice made by the guest, or vice versa. And I get a reaction out of him. And usually my favorite reaction is in all caps where he writes back, fuck this guy or girl.
Before you say it, can I make my prediction?
Sure.
Commando.
No.
Oh, damn it.
No. I was considering it though. No, because this one I could, even though we're, maybe 40 miles apart, I could see him. Kevin, I'm talking about. I could see the steam coming out of his ears. And his nostrils flaring and him putting his phone closer to his face and first in bewilderment, then transforming to anger, then thermonuclear rage. As I texted him, the blockbuster mentality boys have selected Ghostbusters. That That made my year because that is his favorite film. I go, oh, shit. He's going to lose his fucking tits. And he sure did. And the blockbuster mentality boys brought it. And Kevin was sitting there. I thought he wanted to fight these guys. He was like a tiger in a cage pacing.
Oh, don't say past tense. I'm still waiting for my opportunity to jump those guys. They just don't know when it's coming.
Oh, nice. And he's going to choke them out with a proton pack cord in the back. So I love when the Blockbuster Mentality boys did Ghostbusters.
That was solid.
And it was also fun taking shots at Ghostbusters because, again, it doesn't hold up near as well as we remember that.
How dare you?
Those special effects are dog shit. They're painful. All right. Hello, COVID. So those are our categories. Kevin Israel, is there anything that you're looking forward to in the new year film-wise? What are the couple things that you're looking forward to?
You have one more category, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Film, I couldn't wait to gut, or you couldn't wait to gut. Go ahead.
So my pick was Will Noonan and Meet the Parents. I hate that movie. I hate that movie so much. Mm-hmm. And it was just on... As I was saying, that my in-laws have been here since my son was born, and it was on the other day, and they decided that that's what they wanted to watch. And I had to sit through Meet the Parents again. And having hated it so much in our episode, I just hated it. And I was like, maybe on relaxed rewatch, I'll enjoy it. Maybe when there aren't stakes to this, I'll enjoy it. And I hated it even more. God, I hated that movie. I was so happy Will Noonan did it. Will Noonan's another funny comic. He did a great job gutting it. And I fucking hate that movie. And I was so happy when somebody picked it.
It's so dumb. I was ready to nominate myself again for doing a Christmas story, but that was last year. So because someone at my in-law's house, someone said Christmas story. I go, don't you? And Nicole goes, please don't get him started. Please don't get him started. Film's fucking trash.
You just stuck a drink in your mouth and said, just stop.
Yeah. Does baby want another Baba? Yes, he does. Another fan favorite and another of our favorites, Juliette Miranda. When she did Pretty in Pink, boy, my wife loves this film and I fucking hate it. I hate Pretty in Pink. I hate for everything it stood for. And boy, do I hate Ducky. He's easily one of the worst characters. So when she texted back, I go, you're going to make me watch this? Fine. Guess what? Knives out, motherfucker, because here we come. This will be a joint effort because this film stinks.
Yeah.
Pretty in Pink. Thank you. I like yours too, though. Meet the Parents is truly for dumb people. Truly for dumb people. What films are you looking forward to this year, Kevin Israel? Anything jumping out at you that you're
looking forward to seeing?
Yes.
Definitely Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. Really excited about that. And that is the only movie that's jumping to mind right now. I'm sure there are others that I'm going to be excited about.
Right.
But as far as, you know, Spider-Man No Way Home was so good.
Yep.
So good. And the teaser for Doctor Strange, I think it's hard to tell how the actual movie is going to be, but I think it's going to open up a lot of wider possibilities for the MCU. And we're all waiting now that the MCU has the rights to the X-Men and all those characters, how they're going to get incorporated. Kevin Feige is obviously a genius and he sees 20 steps ahead. So he knows what he's doing, but I have a feeling that Doctor Strange, the Multiverse of Madness, you know, him with Wanda, I think it's going to have some crossover with what happened in Loki and the Time Patrol, whatever they were called. And I think it's going to start to work towards bringing in mutants into the MCU. So I'm really excited to see what that movie does. And I hope it can at least kind of stand up to how great Spider-Man was.
I have no knowledge in that section. This is where I'm going to lean on you for this because I know nothing about this this era of Marvel. So, yeah, I mean, I'll see it for sure. I'll definitely see that. I have a few circled here. You know me, for a straight man, goddamn, do I love Tom Cruise. I fucking think he's the greatest actor besides Schwarzenegger in the 80s and Stallone. I argue he's the third best action hero of all time.
Big statement. Big statement.
Do you disagree?
God, the third greatest action? Schwarzenegger, Stallone, and then Cruise?
Mm-hmm. Think about what it... Think
no,
about
I think I gotta go Rock. I gotta go The Rock.
Oh, no. He hasn't anywhere near the filmography. First of all, and Tom Cruise does all his fucking old stunts, and he's 60, for Christ's sakes.
I don't disagree, and I know Tom Cruise has done better movies than The Rock.
Right.
But when I think of what I picture an action hero to be and who's churning out those movies, I think Rock and not. I don't disagree with where you're going, and I'm not going to argue this one because it makes sense. But when I think of an action star, Tom Cruise isn't the guy who jumps to mind.
He makes so many great ones. He doesn't make any bad ones. The Rock's made nothing but mostly bad films. That's where I base that on. Yeah, he doesn't fit the embodiment of an action hero completely. Obviously, we'll see that point. But the fucking guy is consistent as shit, and that's what I look for. So Mission Impossible, I cannot fucking wait because Fallout was so great. I keep yelling from the rooftops how great it was. Those who've seen it will agree. I love Mission Impossible. I cannot wait for that. Top Gun 2, I don't know. Maybe we'll see how that shakes out. Yeah, I don't give a shit about the rest of you think on this next one. I don't care. And I can't wait. And it comes out in a few short months. Jackass 4. I am in that theater. I don't care if there's another variant coming around. I will see that shit in a heartbeat. I love Jackass movies. They're fucking hilarious. I cannot wait. There is another. How do you forget the new Thor Love and Thunder? How dare you, Kevin Israel? That's going to be fantastic.
I will add one movie to this that I'm really excited about, and it goes back to my point that The Rock is the third greatest action hero. Black Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to say this with a caveat: this movie could be dog shit, but because Shazam was so good, and this is the Black Adam is at some point going to clash with Shazam. It might happen at the end of this movie or into the next Shazam, but they are in the same universe, so I'm really excited to see what Rock does Black Adam, and I'm hoping that The Rock actually acts as a character and isn't just The Rock in tights. But the fact that The Rock has done all these different action movies and now he's a superhero, it seems like a natural evolution. I'm really excited to see what they do with that movie.
Gotcha. Let me think what else is jumping out of me. I'm scrolling and cheating, so I'll be honest with you. I'm embarrassed. I want to see the new Scream film. I do. I don't know why. I'm curious to see what they do with this. I mean, the last one sucked. The last one, I'm not going to count that. Fuck it. Here's your answer. Spider-Verse Part 2. That's what I want to see. Yep. Now, that Spider-Verse, when that came out, I go, who gives a shit? Now people go, nope, you're going to want to see it. I go, okay. And I saw it in the theater go, yep, you're right. I do give a shit. It's fucking great. Me and my nephew is 7 years old. He's starting to get into stuff. Love Spider-Verse. So I love Spider-Verse. I can't wait for the second one. That's got, I think it's going to be great. I know it's going to be great. So looking forward to that one.
Agreed. And so the last movie I'll say is Flashpoint. You know, again, this goes back to a DC property. People were skeptical about Ezra Miller as Flash. I thought he did a good job. Thought he brought something a little different to the character. And the Flashpoint is another movie much like the Multiverse of Madness that is going to open up a whole bunch of opportunities for the DC films. They were already talked about. Michael Keaton is in it as one of the Spider-Man. I think Ben Affleck comes back as a Batman. Ben Affleck comes back as a Batman. You're going to see a bunch of different iterations of characters. So it could be a really cool, fun movie, or it could be dog shit, but either way, I'm excited to see it.
DC films .. We'll see. Yeah, that's those are the ones that I'm getting. You know, you got your Buzz Lightyear coming out. I don't care. Jurassic Park. I don't care. The last one was so bad. And they're doing a reboot of Salem's Lot. Okay, didn't care. Hocus Pocus 2. Don't care. Halloween 3. Maybe Black Panther: Wakanda Forever. Oh, the day after my birthday. I don't know. The last one was overrated.
What about Avatar 2? Aren't you excited about that?
Creed 3. Aquaman 2. That comes out the same weekend as Avatar 2. There you have it. I don't know. Yeah. And of course, Morbius comes out next month. Who gives a shit? Those are the films that we're looking most forward to seeing. And that's that. So listen, we're going to have a lot of fun stuff lined up for you this year. We're going to have another live show. We were just talking pre-show about getting another live show together. Pretty sure it's going to be Bill and Joanne again. So if you love them, great. If not, well, tough shit. They're coming back for another round. And good stuff coming. And listen, if you haven't yet done so, 5-star rating, 2 or 3 sentence review. The most important thing, tell your family, tell your friends, tell everybody. We're climbing up those goddamn charts. Believe me, I was doing a Google search yesterday. We're not that far from the top. So We appreciate everything you guys have done with us and hung out with us and supported us and shouted us out. Oh, actually, I forgot to read a couple of fan points they wanted to talk about. And I think this one in caps is perfect. Rex Crumb writes this. What was the most, the question was, what was one of the most memorable moments from the show this year? Rex Crumb writes, when Kevin Israel said the goal was to push Bill Schultz to commit suicide, but not really do it. That made the Mount Rushmore of the podcast moments for all time.
And I, if you have Bill Schultz on your death list, please take him off because I'll feel guilty about it.
Yeah. Matt Dawson writes, it's got to erase the Canis's 20 minute plus demolition of Highlander. It felt as if it could rival any presidential speech. Fair. No argument there. That is that. Oh, by the way, the list of films coming out next year, I can't tell you how hard I laughed when I saw this. Because coming out January 17th of 2017, the film is titled Betty White, 100 Years Young. Like I said on Facebook and Twitter, don't plan the parade before you've played the Super Bowl, people. Way to go, guys.
There's tons of kids in South America wearing jerseys from the team that did not yet.
Buffalo Bills Super Bowl champion t-shirts. Exactly. Way to go, guys. Way to put the jinx on Betty White. That does it for a hell of a recap, Kevin Israel. Any other closing thoughts you have?
Happy New Year, brother. It's been a huge year.
Yeah.
We're you know, a little over 2 years in. I think our third year just going to be massive things for Gutting the Sacred Cow.
I agree. And happy new year to you as you as well, sir.
Thank you.
With young Dacre in the mix. It's going to be more fun.
Yes. And kids,
again, we can't thank you enough. GuttingTheSacredCow.com every day for blog articles. You know the drill. And thanks again for being part of our little fun project and getting us out of corporate America. Thanks.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.